Es khazar zeh nesh ba khas shag vem yud me sagt es me noch es darf samer beis. Mish es selo shtel lechem u shnei kis ve yatzeres ve khulu. Rabbi says the pasuk says ve hein ef kayin oysam al lechem abikur. We would think that the lamb should be put on top of the bread. The pasuk therefore says al shtei kvasim, which suggests that the bread go on top. Now that we have the pasuk seemingly equating the two, we look to see what is done elsewhere. We find that elsewhere the bread is put on top. So that's what we do over here also. The Gemara asks the question, where is the elsewhere that we find that the bread is put on top? So our papa says, we see this by the miluim. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Yosi ben Hamshulim says the lambs go on top, and the pasuk of Al Shnei Kvasim is there to exclude the seven oila lambs from being part of the tenufa. Chanina ben Chachinoi says that the breads are put between the thighs of the lambs and the tufa zendam, with the result being that the bread is on top of the lamb and under the lamb. Rabbi said we would not serve bread in such an undignified manner even to a human king, so certainly we would not do so for Hashem. Rather, we put the breads next to the lambs, and we do the tenufa like that. Fragment of the pasuk says, Al, so how can Rabbi say we put it by the side? And tomorrow, if Chizkiah says, Rabbi Amnuna, Rabbi is following his view elsewhere where he says that the word Al can be interpreted to mean next to. Mishnah said, Moilichu mevi malu moirid v'chul. Rabbi Chiba Abner Rabbi Yechanan explains, they're waved out and in to symbolize as being done for Hashem, who owns all four corners of the earth. They're waved up and down to symbolize as being done for Hashem, who owns the heavens and the earth. In Eretz Yisrael, they said in the name of Rabbi Chamar Ukva, the name of Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, it's waved in and out to ward off bad winds, waved up and down to ward off bad dew. Rabbi Yosi often said, we see from here that even the non-essential parts of a mitzvah hold off punishment because the waving is not essential, yet it wards off bad winds and bad dew. Rabbi said the same waving process is done to the lulav on Sukkot as well. Rabbi Achav Yaakov would wave the lulav out and in and would say, this is an arrow in the side, in the eye of the sultan. The Gemara says one should not do that because it will incite the sultan to cause him to do averus. Zok the Gemara Vayta Brisa says the Shuas Shlomim lambs, they require tnufa after the Shkita. Rebbe says the entire animal is used for the tnufa, whereas the Rabbanan say that only the Chaz and Shoik are used. Rav Chista explained the Machlekes to Rabbi Nuna as follows. The Rabbanan say that we learn the requirement for tnufa after Shkita from an individual Shlomim, and therefore also learn from there, that just as over there it's only done with the Chaz of a Shoik, the same as regarding the Shuas Shlomim. Rebbe says that although we learn the tnufa requirement from over there, the tnufa must be done with the whole animal, which is how the tnufa of the Shuas Shlomim before the Shechita is done. Rav Papa explained that Rebbe holds that we do learn everything from the individual Shlomim, but he learns that just as over there the part that's given to the Kohen is the part that has the Tenufa done to it, meaning only the Chazar Shoik given to the Kohen over there, so too over here the part that's given to the Kohen has the Tenufa done to it, and over here the entire animal is eaten by the Kohen. Ravina explained that the Ravon and Darshan the words Shalmehem, written in plural regarding the individual Shlomim, to teach that even the Tzibur Shlomim only uses the Chazar Shoik for Tenufa. Okay, the Mishnah ends there of Shimon Omer, Shloisha minin tu'unin shalosh mitzvahs v'chulu. Frankly, we should say that an individual shlomim should require tenufa while it's alive, based on the kabbalah. If the tzibur shlomim, which doesn't need smicha when it's alive, needs tenufa when it's alive, then the individual shlomim, which needs smicha when it's alive, should surely need tenufa when it's alive. And furthermore, the pasuk regarding the tzibur shlomim says oisam, which comes to exclude the individual shlomim from the tenufa while alive. Frankly, we say that tzibur shlomim requires smicha based on the kabbalah. If the individual shlomim, which does not need tenufa when it's alive, still needs smicha, then the tzibur shlomim, which needs tenufa when it's alive, certainly needs smicha. And furthermore, Ravina said we have a kabbalah that there are not more than two tzibur kabbalas that need smicha. Furthermore, we should say that a metzoyer's osham needs tenufa after shechita based on a kavuchaymer. If the individual shlomim, which does not need tenufa when it's alive, still needs tenufa after shechita, then a metzoyer's osham, which does need tenufa when it's alive, certainly needs tenufa after shechita. Furthermore, the pasuk regarding individual shlomim says oisai, which comes to exclude the metzoyer's osham from the requirement of tenufa after shechita. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, if five people jointly bring a carbon, one person does a tenufa on behalf of all the rest of them. When a woman brings a carbon, the Kohen does a tenufa on her behalf. Similarly, one who sends a carbon from overseas, the Kohen does a tenufa on behalf of the owner.